Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Michigan Mobile Musings, a weekly broadcast from the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, MTAM for short, hosted by Melissa Burney. You've likely heard the automotive industry is changing, and Michigan is at the forefront of this paradigm shift, doing what we do best, letting our entrepreneurs and innovators lead the way for the nation and the world to follow. But mobility and connected technologies aren't just for use in the automotive industry. That's right, mobility and connected technologies are changing every industry and impacting consumer expectations. Given the current emphasis on mobile wireless or connected technologies, TIE Detroit knew the time was right for a Connected World Connected Technologies event with a special focus on mobility, healthcare, and global connectivity. Joining me today is Vineet Katyal, Managing Partner of Sky 7 Ventures and Chairman and CEO of Vista Money, to talk about the FinTech track at the upcoming TIECon Midwest 2016 event. Vineet, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Melissa, for having me. I appreciate it.
Very welcome. I understand that you're overseeing the FinTech track, so I thought we could first start with having you explain to our audience what FinTech is.
That's a great question. FinTech, simply put, is financial technology. So basically, it's an industry carved around companies that provide technologies to make financial services more efficient. Now, if you put it in the layman term of what companies are out there, typically you can see payment companies like PayPal or Amazon, or banks like TD Ameritrade or Chase, and financing like crowdfunding companies and peer-to-peer lending companies, insurance, and the security companies. They're all considered part of the fintech. It's a vast industry that enables anything to do with finance.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, so it's one of the most fastest growing industries. Yeah, you know, Melissa, I'm not sure people are aware, but in 2014, there was $12 billion in investment just in fintech, and this year it's estimated to be crossing more than $20 billion. So it's a big industry.
Wow. That's a lot of money, and I didn't know. As you were explaining it, I was thinking, wow, I never knew that there was a term for companies like PayPal or, you know, those types of opportunities. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Of course.
So I believe that there are going to be several sessions that are part of your track. Can you maybe give us a brief explanation, identify those sessions and their speakers for us, and then as well as maybe share the date and the time each session takes place?
Sure. You know, as you and I were just talking, how big the industry is, so we wanted to kind of give a flavor of all these industries that are existing in fintech and give our attendees kind of an overarching view of, you know, touch on each one a little bit. So we've got a CIO of TD Ameritrade, who's based in Ann Arbor. Vijay, he's a fantastic technologist, and he understands that market really well, and he's going to be talking about from a bank's perspective. So we've got a bank, we've got a lawyer who understands the structure and the regulatory and the compliance of the payment industries, and she's going to head a panel of a startup which is into the fintech industry. Then we're going to talk about trends of what the future trends are, like blockchain, Bitcoin, Ethereum, mobile technologies, mobile enablement. And then we're going to bring up startups that are in the fintech industry that are poised to change the world. So I'm hoping that the attendees will get a good flavor of what the fintech ecosystem is, and to enable them to either join the fintech industry or kind of not feel disheartened that there's no ecosystem here. And in the date and time, it's October 27th at 3 o'clock, and October 28th at 3 o'clock, the fintech session starts.
Thank you very much. Is fintech something that you need to have a really strong financial background to maybe get started in?
And that's a very common question that I get asked, and the answer to that is no. And to kind of go into in detail, I buy stuff from Amazon. I'm sure a lot of people in the audience buy stuff from Amazon. When you buy stuff from Amazon, when you make a payment, you don't need to know, you know, the sweater that you're buying or something you're buying from Amazon. You need to know the credit card. So, and you need to know software. So if you're in software or you're in e-commerce, you technically get into the financial technologies anyway. So it just when you get into one financial technology, the other ones are so interconnected that you tend to figure out where is the gap, which gap do you want to fill first, because there are so many of them.
Great. You know, I love all of the opportunities that technology is bringing to us. And a lot of times, like you said, we don't think or we don't connect what we're using. And once you learn one area, it is quite simple to take that knowledge and apply it in another field.
Yes. I mean, everybody uses fintech in all walks of life. And one of the stats I give to people is that 100% of the businesses, for-profit businesses, uses fintech. 100%. So you have to be some way or the other connected to fintech.
Amazing. So my next question was going to be, why is it important to have a track on fintech at the event if its focus is on connected technologies? And you just kind of answered that, really. But do you need to maybe, is there anything else that you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, just on that same point, as I mentioned before, you know, it's half of the economy is listed as financial services, but 100% of the business is for profit. If you're going to make money from your business, you have to have financial technologies involved. You take healthcare, automotive, retail, broadcasting, IoT, and for that matter, anybody, like, you know, everybody needs to get paid. How do they get paid? There are digits that appear on your bank statement. You know, how do they do that? When you actually go spend money, you use credit card, prepaid cards, gift cards. These are all part of fintech industry. There has been a revolution around financial technologies to reach more and more people, not just in the U.S., but globally around the world. And that's why it's important that we kind of bring this to a light to everybody else to say, this is a growing industry. You live in that and you use it. If you want to participate in it, now is the time to do it.
Nicely said. Are there any specific trends that you see as upcoming in the fintech field?
Yes. You know, one of the biggest trends that I see is decentralization of financial services. I mean, everybody knows about Uber, but, you know, Uber-like technologies are going to come up, are already there. I mean, people have heard about blockchain, bitcoins. They're all part of decentralization of financial technology. So the other one is peer-to-peer. I think more and more transactions that you'll see are going to be peer-to-peer globally, and not just locally, but globally. You know, I've invested in a company which is called Virtual Botter, and they're going to be presenting, by the way, at that show. They are a global marketplace for trading of goods and services, you know, either for barter or for payment. But the reason why that's coming up is more people want not to go to just one retail store. It's going to other people for goods and services directly, taking out the middlemen. The other trend that I'm looking for is how the regulations and the compliance folks change the laws of the land to comply, to accommodate these new technologies. Because these guys are, you know, it's a tough job for the regulators. They have to make sure there is, you know, no money laundering and, you know, people are using it for the good purpose. But the technologies are there to use it for good and bad. So we need to figure out, you know, kind of keep an eye on what the regulators are going to do. And the fourth one that I see is that I think entrepreneurs or just anybody is going to go out there and look at these gaps, which are gaping holes right now in financial technology, and try to come up with new technologies which are going to leapfrog, the systems or the steps that people generally take. To give an example, when I was younger, which was eons ago, I was in a bank and ATM came in, and everybody said that banks are going to go away, but banks and ATMs coexist. But if you go to countries like India, well, banks exist and the ATM exists, but they are leapfrogging to mobile now. They're not even going to ATMs. ATMs penetration in India is so low, but people are just going, forgetting about credit cards, forgetting about everything, they're just going to mobile. So I believe there are going to be stages of leapfrogging, especially with Bitcoin coming in.
You know, Bitcoin is an interesting topic in and of itself. So the four items that you shared, I totally agree with you in those trends. And I was just listening to an economics professor last night, and I happened to ask him, in talking about the economy and how things like Bitcoin, you know, play a role in that. And he didn't have a good answer for me, and that you bring that up in our discussion today. Bitcoin keeps hanging around. It kind of goes away, comes back. And I wonder what it's going to do for the economies in a global economy. Do you see it playing a bigger role in the future?
I think it's inevitable. Bitcoin is going to decentralize. The reason why Bitcoins were popular before was that it was a decentralized way of making payments to people globally. So you don't have to be present. You don't have to have U.S. dollars or euros or, you know, Indian rupees or Chinese yuans. You just had to have Bitcoins. So it's decentralized. So no one person owns Bitcoins. No one economy owns Bitcoins. So the rate is managed globally by everybody, and it's ubiquitously available. The challenge of Bitcoin has been, you know, how do you convert it into real currency? Or if you do want to convert to real currency, how do you do that? So people who are enthusiasts, Bitcoin enthusiasts, are using it for doing trade, but you know, there's no way, easy way to get cash out of that system. So once that, you know, the compliance and the regulation kind of catches up with that, I think there's going to be a huge need to adopt a currency like that. Yes, there are going to be some pitfalls around it, any new technology does, but that's where it is right now. Where it's at the cusp of figuring out how the regulations and the economy use it. So it's right now at the cusp of really breaking out, and entrepreneurs, I've seen a lot of them trying to use Bitcoin technologies. So I'll give you another example, blockchain. So banks use SWIFT to send wire transfers globally, right? We all do that. It costs $45 to $100 to send a wire internationally right now. So the cost of that transaction is literally, you know, 001 cent. With blockchain, you could technically make that work for no cost at all, which means sending money globally for payments of goods and services, the cost is going to be zero. How would that change the global economy? You know, can Bitcoin do that? Is Ethereum the next wave? So I'm sure it's the regulation that's causing the hiccups so far, but I'm sure the technology is going to catch up, and regulatory authorities will look at it saying, yes, I think this is the way to go.
Wow, you've really given us a lot to think about this morning, and certainly not really what I was expecting when I jumped on the call with you today. So I really appreciate your insight, and I look forward to what's coming. And I think now, after our discussion, I have a much more vested interest in understanding more about fintech and where we're going.
Well, I'm glad I was able to change one mind. More to come.
It starts with one. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us about your track at the upcoming TICON Midwest event?
No, I'm glad we're having this conversation and the word's getting out there. The goal for us, as a TIE, is to create ecosystems around industries. And Midwest has been kind of long and forgotten about, and it's focused on automotive more. But fintech, the ecosystem of fintech has developed in Michigan. And I think people will be really surprised of such good resources available to startup companies or to build around those companies with these individuals that we will see at the conference. So I look forward to seeing them.
Great. Well, Vineet, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you to you and all of the others that have been involved in making TICON Midwest 2016 a reality. I will be attending. Hopefully we get a chance to meet in person. And, you know, thank you for opening our eyes to other opportunities. You know, we focus on, you know, maybe in Michigan especially, connected vehicles. You know, Internet of Things is huge. This is kind of the first time for me that I've heard fintech mentioned. Again, great opportunities for, you know, not only Michigan, but nationally and globally. So thank you so much for sharing that information with us.
Melissa, thanks for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. NTAM provides excellent resources for businesses and individuals in the mobile wireless space. For more information about the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan or upcoming events, please visit our website at gomobilemichigan.org or follow us on Facebook or Twitter at GoMobileMI. Thanks so much for listening, and make it a fantastic week.